This week, Sheffield United were drawn against the MK Dons in the League Cup. The two clubs are going to compete for a place in the quarterfinals on Tuesday, the 28th of October. And the Dons manager, Carl Robinson, joins us live on the show now. Carl, it's a very interesting draw, isn't it? And there is such a great reward for the winner to get through to those quarterfinals.
Yeah, it is. I think when the draw came out, I think both sets of fans would have looked at it and gone, well, it's one that we can both win. And an opportunity to progress to the quarterfinals, the Capital One, which is a tremendous achievement for anybody in League One.
You've had quite the cup run so far, haven't you?
Unique. Definitely unique, yeah. Obviously playing AFC in the first round and Manchester United in the next one, and then playing Bradford, who are another good side in our league. It was always going to be difficult. And then, to be fair, you look at Sheffield United, they're still a massive football club with tremendous following. And I think whenever you play Sheffield United, you always get that feeling that it's a big club and it's waiting to explode again. And we're looking forward to the challenge.
You've got a few family links, haven't you, to this city, and you know this part of the world quite well, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Me and my two brother-in-laws live there, and obviously my niece and nephews now live there, so I'm constantly in Sheffield. It's a proper football place. Obviously, with Sheffield Wednesday and Sheffield United, it's great to go there. Whenever you play either of the two grounds, you'd always feel the strong support for the both teams, and it's always difficult, especially as the away manager going there. You get an awful lot of stick from both sets of fans. But it's a great place to play. And like I say, we're very fortunate when we go up there to enjoy the atmosphere. And we're looking forward to playing Sheffield United in the Cup now.
When the Blades got to the FA Cough semi-final last year, we spoke to Nigel Clough often about how the positivity of the Cup run was really helping them in the league. Has that been the case for you guys in the League Cup this year? I mean, to have that great run and then also a great start in League One?
Yeah, it does, and obviously we're a new football club, but one thing it certainly does for old traditional clubs, I think it galvanises the city as well. Obviously being from a footballing city myself, any cup run, the anticipation and the excitement that comes with it, it does galvanise the local area, and it gets the fans back and it gets the excitement back around the place. And we've done that with Milton Keynes, and we're still a young club and a new club. We've had a little bit more support and a little bit more vocal support, and we've tried to use that in the league.
Do you ever, have you started to think maybe this week, how far could we go? Can you afford to do that?
No. I'll be honest, no. Listen, we're just very fortunate to be in this round of the competition. And like I said to you before, we're very privileged people to be in this industry and to play in big games. And that's all of our goal and all of our dreams, to get as far as we possibly can. And we'll accept the challenge when it comes along. But we've got some massive games in the meantime. Obviously, we're down in Bristol in the hotel this evening. We're playing Bristol City tomorrow. We're top. So our league campaign at the moment is relentless, as is Sheffield United, as anybody did. We're just playing football, and when it comes around, we'll get excited about it.
Definitely a game that a lot of people are going to have an eye on tomorrow, that Bristol City MK Dons game. I just wonder, you're a club that is determined to get into the Championship and has been for a while. I know that you're a manager who's determined to compete at that level and above as well. Do you feel good about the Dons' chances this year of getting into the Championship?
If we're being honest, and this is not no excuse anyway, we're still not in the same league as Bristol City in the resources that we can sort of bring in. We're still a very sort of new football club and still learning our way in the league. We feel we can go to Bristol tomorrow. We've got a competitive side this year. We've got some really good loan players in. From the budget last year, we've reduced it, and we feel that we're stronger. I've just got tremendous youthful energy around the place. We've got a unique individual in Dele Alli, who's the starlet at the moment. He's dominating games, and at 18 years of age, he's a massive sort of player for us. But we all want to be at the highest level. We make no excuses about that. I don't think I'd be the right type of person to manage this football club if I didn't want to manage at the highest level either. Normal players want to play at a high level. So tomorrow's going to be a big test for us. It always is when you play Bristol City, because, like I say, the resources that they have are far greater than an awful lot. And we're just looking forward again to coming up against a good side.
There's so much buzz around Dele Alli, isn't there, at the moment? And you get to work with him every day. How good is he going to be?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. We can talk a little bit more freely now that the transfer window's passed, but when you see the amount of scouts that come into our games up and down the country on a consistent basis now, and we're talking from European clubs, we're not just talking from clubs in the English Premier League now. But he's a great kid as well, and I've got so much respect for him as a human being, and he's somebody that the players look to him as well, but he also looks to them. He turns and asks for advice on a constant basis. He doesn't know where he's going, what he's doing, or how to do it. He just turns up and plays football. if we were talking about going away with England, just on the coach on the way down here. And I said, you know where you've got to be? And he said, no, just you tell me where I've got to be and I'll play. And that's
what you want to hear, isn't it?
It is, because I'm sick of hearing people talk about football and utilise this game and not enjoy it. You know, I've got friends of mine who play in non-league football and play in amateur football, and it's a game that they love passionately, and people on the terraces, it's the game that they all love. And when you see young children coming through, not influenced by the financial implications it's going to have in their life, but purely and simply just them and a ball, it's refreshing. And I think that's a tremendous testament and credit to him as a young footballer, that all he sees is him playing football on a Saturday afternoon, and he plays football like he's still playing in the school playground. And that's sometimes the uniqueness to talent.
One other thing I want to ask you about, Carl. Richie Barker's working alongside you these days. He's someone we know very well in South Yorkshire.
Yeah, and he's a massive Sheffield Wednesday fan.
There you go.
I don't argue with him, because I always I always say, well, I play Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday, and that's purely and simply just to wind Richie up, because he's a massive Sheffield Wednesday fan. It's quite ironic. Just on Wednesday, he said to me, look, the mighty hour was obviously drawing 0-0 against Man City at half-time, and he was very, very disappointed when we got in the car and the game that we were in driving back to Milton Keynes. When he seen the result, he was absolutely gutted. But he's a Sheffield lad, and he's got very fond memories of there. And you know what? He's a good person. He's a good, solid person. And you tend to find you get that, especially with Richie Barker. He knows what he wants. And I've got a lot of respect for him. Again, not forget the football, but as a person. And he certainly added an awful lot to our club this year. And I like what I see. I like he's honest with me. We argue, which is good. When you get a scouser in Yorkshire and arguing, it can get quite tasty. But that's what I want. I want people to challenge me, and I'll challenge him. And hopefully the challenging of each other will have a good effect on the team.
Hey, Carl, thanks for joining us on Football Heaven tonight.
Not a problem at all. Take care.
All the best this season. That is
Carl
Robinson there, the MK Dons boss. Good to have a chat with him on Football Heaven this evening. Sheffield United have drawn the MK Dons in the next round of the League Cup. That game's going to take place at the end of October. We'll have coverage live on BBC Radio Sheffield. One of those two teams is going to be guaranteed a place in the quarterfinals.